the youth misery index continues to grow. It's more than 50% under the Barack Obama administration. Now, this was a guy who was the savior to the youth, right? This was the guy who
thought
he's going to make everything great. Mm. They're going to have jobs. They're going to have a car. They're going to have chicks. They're going to have guys. They're going to have whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama was going to make life totally groovy, absolutely groovy, to coin a phrase from about 60 years ago. But Young America's Foundation has released its Youth Misery Index for 2014, and it's a record high of 106.5. It's calculated by adding youth unemployment, student loan debt, and national debt per capita numbers. In 2014, unemployment was 18.1% for youth, with almost 6 million young people between 6 and 24 not in school or at work. Many young people are just giving up finding employment. Student loan debt, by the way, rings in at a record-breaking 30,000. What is that, 30,000 per person? YMI? Young, I don't know what YMI stands for. Student debt has risen at an average of 6% per year since 2008. 70% of college seniors graduate with less debt. Less right. with student loan debt.
Youth misery index.
Youth misery index.
That's what that big sign says back there.
Oh, right there. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
No, it's right there.
It's right there,
it's right
too.
There. It's, right there.
It's over there.
No, it's right there.
But it's right over here, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that a thing, the youth misery index?
It is now. Hmm. National debt per capita for 2014, highest it's ever been, at $58,437 on the youth misery index, or the YMI. Young people will be stuck paying for government debt they had no part in creating. So you add it all up, and it's an incredible 106.5% misery index. You know, and again, this was the guy who was going to heal the planet. He was going to lower the sea level. Mm-hmm. He was going to stop tornadoes and hurricanes. He was going to chop the top off of mountains so that you could hike more easily. He was going to take away all of your student loan debt. I don't know how that was going to happen, except for the government paying for it all. And don't put it past them if they get another term with like a Hillary Clinton or an Elizabeth Warren, that they'll try to make that happen as well. Because as they nationalized the healthcare system virtually, I could see them doing the same thing to college education. Yeah, we can become a Finland. Paying for everybody's college education.
I hear your family has a little experience with Finland.
Well, yes.
Tell me a little bit about life in Finland.
Well, my son lived there for 2 years, and so he discovered while he was there that you get a free college education.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
I mean, that
nice?
Sounds great.
Yes. It
a free.
Doesn't cost anything to
it's
go
free.
To college. For some reason, I guess, all the professors are volunteer.
Yep.
So that doesn't cost anything.
All the buildings
anything.
Are donated.
Buildings are donated by... some really nice Finnish benefactor. And so then all the books just show up from magic fairy dust. And pretty soon you're learning all kinds of stuff for free. It's great.